Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. How do we know God? How do we love God? How do we keep His commandments? How do we serve Him today in this world? Because the Word of God is true, perfect, and eternal, and applies in all ages and all generations of mankind. And for God, His Word upholds the universe, meaning it is perfect and powerful into the vast reaches of the heavens. And there is nothing that can operate contrary to the Word of God and succeed. Now, we're going through the Passover in the New Testament, and we're going to learn some things about the Passover that are going to become very awesome indeed. Stunning. And in some cases, almost unbelievable. And this day, the day of the Passover in 30 AD, and that Passover was in the middle of the week, day 4. And as we saw in the last segment, that particular day was chosen from the foundation of the world. You see, God has a plan that reaches back in eternity, through our time, and forward into eternity forever. And God has created us so we can participate in His plan. And He's created us and made us in His image, after His likeness, male and female. And in Psalm 8, it says that God made man a little lower than God. And everything keys on this Passover day, because this Passover day in 30 AD, and this is why we are to keep the Passover, I want you to understand something very profound. God selected this very day for the very purpose of showing that Jesus was God manifested in the flesh, who willingly gave His life in sacrifice for the sins of all mankind, past, present, and future, because He was Creator of us. Now, you need to let that sink in, and you need to understand that. And you also need to realize that we are to keep the Christian New Testament Passover on the Passover day every year according to the calculated Hebrew calendar, because of what God did in His creation and the prophecies leading up to this particular day and everything about this day that Jesus went through, so that you and I can be saved. But you also need to understand something very important. God is not going to be defied. God selected the day, created the day, sent Jesus Christ, who was one of Elohim, to become the Son of God. And He died on the Passover day, selected from the foundation of the world. And He died for your sins and my sins, because God applies the sacrifice of Christ individually. Now, this was planned even before the foundation of the world. Now, let me read you just one paragraph from the book The Day Jesus the Christ Died. Now, you need to write in for this book. Email us, write us a letter, call the office. We'll send it to you absolutely free of charge, because there are brethren who love God and serve God and faithfully tithe and give of their offerings so that you may freely receive. Because, you see, God does these things on a reciprocal basis. We freely receive, so then we freely give so others can freely receive. This is how God does it. And God has chosen to use human beings. That's why Jesus became a man. That's why we were made after the image of God. Because God's great plan is to increase his spiritual family so that we can live for all eternity as the sons and daughters of God. But first, the penalty for sin must be paid. And the only one who can pay for that is the one who created us, who became Jesus Christ. So let's continue with our study of the Passover in the New Testament. Let me read you this paragraph. From eternity past, before the foundation of the world, God the Father and God the Son planned for and predetermined the day that Jesus the Christ would die. In the history of the universe, no other day can be compared with it. So profound was this day that it will always be remembered even into the ages of eternity to come. Now let me ask you a question. Can any man then change the day? No. God selected it, used it, fulfilled it, and now it becomes a memorial or a remembrance of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and everything to do with the so-called Good Friday and an Easter resurrection is a myth, a fairy tale, and a lie that you have unwittingly believed. That's why you need to download the book, The Two Babylons, by Alexander Hislop. That's why you need the book, The Day Jesus the Christ Died. That's why Christian Biblical Church of God has produced all the material that it has to stand for the truth, to preach the truth, to bring the Word of God, to help you come to God in repentance so you can receive salvation. Now the apostles understood that Jesus was born at the appointed time, and he died at the appointed time. And you need this book, The Appointed Times of Jesus the Messiah. We can prove when he was born, when his ministry began, the truth of the 70 weeks prophecy, the day that he died, the day that he was resurrected, the day that he ascended into heaven, the 40 days that he taught the apostles afterwards. All of those are known. Then we tie it all together with all the prophecies concerning the return of Jesus Christ. Now it is available to know. The lies have been stripped away. The veil has been removed. But you need to study it for yourself. Now let's come to Romans 5 and verse 6, and we're going to see that the Apostle Paul understood about the appointed time. And he understood that this day, the Passover day, in which Jesus was tried and crucified and was buried, was the Passover day at the appointed time, and it can be proved, as you will see, by all the references and appendices in these books. There are 8 historical documented ways of keeping time that pinpoint 30 AD, a Wednesday, a fourth day of the week, as the Passover day on which Jesus died. not any other day. Conform to the word of God, not the traditions of men. Conform to the truth of God, not the philosophies of pagans. So let's read it. Romans 5 and verse 6. For even when we were without strength at the appointed time, Christ died for the ungodly. The appointed time. Where did we first read of this? Genesis 1:14. This was set into the heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, for the one particular day that God had chosen. And that was the Passover day. Now this begins to magnify everything that God has done. So what we're going to see in the New Testament, far from eliminating the feast and holy days of God, far from eliminating the Passover of God, far from eliminating the Sabbath of God, the New Testament magnifies it. And the New Testament is understood because of them. And as a matter of fact, the whole outline of the Bible and the plan of God is on the framework of the holy days, the Sabbath, and the Passover of God. The very thing that is taught from Sunday-keeping pulpits, it is done away, and we don't have to keep them. Think of that. That men would do that instead of repenting and believing the truth. Now, what will you do? Now, we'll come back to Romans 5 here in just a minute, but let's see what Jesus said. As we saw, he came in the flesh in John, the first chapter. Now, let's see what he says here in John, the 10th chapter, concerning laying down his life. Because, you see, you need this book the day Jesus the Christ died, because it will tell you who killed Jesus Christ. And I think you're going to be absolutely amazed that your sin also had a part in killing Christ. You're going to be absolutely amazed the tremendous love of God, as we are going to see, of what Jesus did. And he did it because he loves you. He did it because he loves mankind. But God also knows that you must obey him. You must believe him. You must follow what he has said, not what any man has said. You want to know why there's so much trouble in the world? Because men are following men and the dictates of human nature, and Satan, the devil, being deceiving the whole world. And no one knows what to do. No one knows what is right. And Christianity is being so besmirched and befouled. And the translators of the Bible are now set. And I'm going to bring a sermon on it at CBCG. Wanting to make a Muslim-friendly Bible because they're offended at Jesus Christ. Well, maybe God is offended at their religion. Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace but a sword. Jesus said he didn't come to please people. He came to please the Father. Now let's read what Jesus says concerning his crucifixion. The appointed time, Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 14, John 10. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd and know those who are mine and am known of those who are mine. Does Jesus know you? Do you really belong to Jesus? Do you really believe Jesus? Do you really believe the teachings of the apostles? Really? Well, if you don't do what Jesus said, man shall live by every word of God, you don't believe him. You may profess, you may think, you may be well-intended, but you don't believe him. Now, will you believe this that I'm going to read to you? Do you know God? Do you know the Father? Do you know Christ? Well, it says in 1 John, the second chapter, he who says he knows him and keeps not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, why don't you use that for a measuring stick on your fruits and on your behavior? Think about it. That's why the Word of God is here. The Word of God, in many cases, is meant to astound and to offend, to prick the heart to repentance, if it will, or to convict unto sin, if not. So let's read verse 15. Just as the Father knows me, I also know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Christ came and laid it down. We're going to see what he did to die on that appointed time. And you need to realize what God has done, not only for all mankind, but for you as a person, because God loves you. But if you don't respond in repentance and love back to God, you're going to be on the other side of the fence. Because there is a dividing line. You have the sheep of God, and you have the goats of Satan, the devil. You need to think about those things. So he says, verse 16, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold, referring to the Jews in Jerusalem at that time. I must bring those also. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Now, how do you hear the voice of God? You're not going to hear it in your mind. You're not going to hear it from a mountaintop. You're going to hear it through the Spirit of God communicating the Word of God to you and you agreeing with it. Because Jesus also said, whom God sends, they speak the Word of God. Now, that eliminates all the traditions of men. Doesn't matter how educated they may appear. Doesn't matter how smart they actually really are. But unless they keep the words of God and teach the words of God, there is no light in them. You see, that's why church at home. So that you can prove these things in your Bible. You can prove these things in your home. You're not going to hear these words from any Sunday-keeping pulpit that you would want to go hear the Word of God preached on Sunday. Let's continue. Verse 17, on account of this, the Father loves me because I laid down my life that I may receive it back again. Isn't that something? No one took it from him. He gave his life. The Father gave him. We'll see that in just a minute. I have authority to lay it down and authority to receive it back again. This commandment I received from my Father. Now let's come back here and see what he did. Come back here to Romans, the 5th chapter again, and let's read verse 6 again. Because I want you to understand the significance of the appointed time. That's what God has said. That's what God declared. Jesus knew what this day would bring because he gave all the prophecies in the Old Testament as to what would happen to him. He understood the significance of the evil of human nature and Satan the devil, who inspires men to do the things contrary to God. And who, as we saw in the Old Testament, inspired the children of Israel and the kings of Israel to do evil and to accept the abominations of the heathen. Now, modern Christianity has overlaid the traditions of men on the Word of God and made it of no effect. Just like Jesus said, full well you reject the commandments of God that you may keep your own tradition. Now, come back here to Romans, the 5th chapter. Let's read this again, verse 6. For even when we were without strength at the appointed time, Christ died for the ungodly. Now, at the appointed time, not a time, not any old time, not something by happenstance, not something by accident, planned, prepared for, laid out from before the creation of the earth. And the day selected from the foundation of the world. So you are going to find how important and awesome that this day really, really is. Let's read on here. For rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, although perhaps someone might have the courage even to die for a good man. But God commends his own love to us, because when we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And those of us living in this age, before we were even born. Isn't that something? Yes. Now notice verse 9. Much more, therefore, having been justified now by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his own Son, much more then, having been reconciled, we will be saved by his life. And that's the whole rest of the story of the New Testament. But this day is so important. This day is so profound. God the Father and God the Son, who became the Word, who became flesh, came to this earth and gave himself as a sacrifice and sweet-smelling savor for the sin of the world. Now let's come back to the Gospel of John chapter 3, and let's read a couple of verses that the whole world thinks that they really know. And isn't it interesting that their misinterpretation of things, the very verse that they love and cling to, is a witness against them because they don't understand the love of God and what God did to accomplish this. Nor do they understand the love of Jesus Christ and how he laid his life down for them. And on the day that God set, the appointed time. John 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have everlasting life. That's what everyone wants. Isn't it interesting? One of the most perverse things about human nature is this. People want to tell God what to do. People want to tell God what they will accept. They're very happy to throw away lots of the Word of God and still come before God and say, we're clean and we need your blessings. Oh, Lord, please bless us. Well, you find one place in the Bible where God blessed people for sinning. Can you find that? That's why it's important you understand what sin is. And sin is the transgression of the law. And the law is the expression of God's love. And the forgiveness of that sin only comes through Jesus Christ, who we're going to see in the next segment, how he willingly laid down his life to become that sacrifice. Yes, we all want the good things from God. But are we willing to repent and change and grow and overcome? Are we willing to believe God and accept what he has done And then when we do, to begin to see and understand even more and more and more about the plan of God, the way of God, the truth of God, all of that comes right out of the Word of God, empowered by the Spirit of God, so you can understand. You can learn in your own home. That's why church at home. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org, where we have hundreds of sermons, close to 2,000. We have transcripts. We have full-length video sermons as well, so that if you are really interested in the truth and love the Word of God, that's what you are going to hear, because we're dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of God. No politics. The truth of God. No traditions of men. The truth of God. No ideas and concoctions and misinterpretations of men. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.